an Alex Littleman advantage marker, just over 4 minutes into the second period, held up as the game winner as the Powassan Voodoos collected a 4-3 victory over the Hearst Lumberjacks Sunday night in Game 2 of their Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League East Division semifinal at Claude LaRosie Recreation Centre. Hearst needed just 9 seconds to open the night's scoring when an Adam Schillinglaw pass sent Riley Klugerman darting around a Powassan defender down the right wing where he drove to the net and fired a shot high over the glove of Voodoo starter Cannon Flagel. Answering back just over 3 minutes later, the visitors tied it when Cameron Lemke picked off a clearing attempt and the Lumberjacks blue line and went in alone where he made a dickie to his left and fired it past netminder Ethan Dinsdale. Powassan came right back a couple of shifts later and took the lead as Chase Strahalik controlled the puck along the end boards and sent a feed in front that was promptly buried by Reese Smetham as 5:43. Adding another past the midway mark of the first period, the Voodoos made it 3-1 as Strahalik put a play ahead to Nicholas Liotino, who sent a cross-crease pass over to Smetham and saw him steer in his second in short order. Staying that way into the middle session, the guests went up by 3 after catching the shorthanded home side on a ill-timed change, which allowed Little to skate in alone and snap a shot over the blocker of Dinsdale for a man advantage effort. Up a skater themselves, Hearst got back to within 2 after Mason Svarich set up Andrew Morton between the circles where he blasted a one-timer that flew by Flagel with half a game still to play. Getting another before the end of the period, Jet Mintenko went in on a shorthanded break, where he moved to his right and saw the Hearst rookie lift in a backhand at 15:21. In the third, the score remained the same despite the Lumberjacks pulling their goalkeeper in the late going for an extra attacker as they pushed hard for an equalizer in an effort to force overtime. However, the Voodoos held firm to secure the road decision and take a 2-0 lead in the best-of-seven matchup and send them back home for Game 3 Tuesday in a 7 p.m. start at the Powassan Sportsplex and on HockeyTV.com.